Democrat Erin Healy is running for re-election to the South Dakota House of Representatives. This past session, she was a member of the Education Committee along with Health and Human Services. She would represent District 14 if re-elected, which is in Minnehaha County. Erin Healy, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Representative Healy, tell me a little bit about what are some of the things you're hearing from District 14 and really voters across the state. Last time you were, in session, what do you think some of those top issues are going to be in an upcoming session?
Yeah, I think one of the top issues that I am hearing a lot about is education and just the concern of heading back to school during a world pandemic and the safety that we need to ensure our kids and our teachers. Both a safe working place, but also a safe place for children to go. We want to make sure that we're able to mitigate the spread of this virus. And I think it's most certainly something that my district is focused on and something that they deserve to be worried about.
Yeah. What do you think some of the role of the state legislature when it comes to controlling the virus could possibly be? Everything from, funding to legislation about, ways to control the spread. Like, how do you see the state legislature's role?
Yeah, I definitely see funding being a very large portion of this. A lot of us are pushing right now for a special session. We actually sent out a letter to Governor Noem asking for one. We haven't really heard whether that is going to happen or not yet. I think there's so many things that we should be looking at as a legislature. Testing is an incredibly important tool. It's obviously so important to the public health picture. And it also helps the Department of Health characterize the prevalence and the spread and the contagiousness of the disease. And I know that we're not doing enough testing. So that's just one example of where what we need to focus on in our state legislature if we have a session. Coming up with a normal session, there's going to be so many issues that we just don't understand right now because we haven't had the chance to talk to any stakeholders in any industry or any realm to understand the impact of the virus.
Right. The first CARES Act money expires at the end of this year, which is before, the 2021 January session would be. But certainly there are other events that happen between now and then from the state legislature standpoint. Well, talk a little bit about what would happen in a special session of the state legislature and why you think it would be important to have that, especially before decisions are made about, declining federal money or sending back some federal money.
Yeah, if we were able to have a special session, and of course Governor Noem doesn't have to grant us that right to allocate those funds, but that would give us the opportunity to really sit in our policy committees or our appropriators sit in appropriations and hear from everybody across the state exactly what they need. And we would then be able to use those funds that we've received from the federal government in a responsible way. And that would ensure us that we would not be wasting any of the money that we've been given.
What are some of the other top issues? Education is incredibly important in January, in the next session. What are some of the other things that you're finding voters really want you to tackle in Pierre?
Yeah, I bring up a lot the fact that I've served on two mental health task forces, one last summer, one this summer, and we are focusing on ways that we can make mental health more accessible within all of our communities across the state. So last year we focused on reducing acute mental health hospitalizations by regionalizing mental health into different communities. That would allow South Dakotans to stay closer to home for treatment instead of having to go all the way down to Yankton. I'm hearing so much from constituents about the importance of mental health, the fact that we need to look at it as a preventive health measure, and, the fact that because of this pandemic and, just normal life, mental health is something that we certainly should be focusing on more in our state.
We did an interview on this program not too long ago. We had South Dakota U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice David Gilbertson and a local sheriff talking about mental health and telehealth and access the officers had. And they were really talking, I'm going somewhere with this, Aaron, for a question for you, but really talking about how these new mental health programs were changing how policing was done. Now, 2020 was certainly a year where across America, people were thinking about policing and what the role of police are. Do you see the mental health push here in South Dakota also feeding into this idea of, you know, upstream services to say someone who is having a mental health crisis doesn't necessarily need to be behind bars or to be in a confrontation with a SWAT team if there are other ways to deal with that? So talk a little bit about how some of these mental health issues and education work that you've done in the past tie into some of these, you know, larger social issues that we've been talking about all year long across the country.
Yeah, I most certainly see that issue coming up. And even just, you know, getting more involved in the mental health realm, I have been interested in looking into ways that we can alleviate some of those responsibilities for police officers, because we want them to do their job by ensuring that people are following the law. But we also don't want to overburden them by giving them responsibilities and roles that were never meant for them. So if we can, have the ability to allow more mental health professionals into this space where they are now de-escalating situations, and potentially there would also be a police officer there to ensure safety. But then we're now allowing people who have mental health issues to not feel like they're in trouble, to not feel the taboo of mental health that we so often see. And then we're able to give them an environment that is much more comforting and the treatment that they need.
Yeah. Aaron Healy, any final thoughts before we let you go about, leadership? You've rose to leadership in your party pretty quickly. And, you know, what are the roles? What sort of role do you see in the future the Democratic Party taking in the State House in the days ahead should voters decide to send you back to peer?
Yeah, well, when I decided to run for this position, I promised the people of District 14 that I would focus on policies that solve problems that we have seen in this state. I have surrounded myself with colleagues who have chosen to do that, too. And we're focusing on important issues, college affordability, getting kids with autism insurance for therapy, regionalizing mental health to ensure everyone has access, addressing the nursing home and Medicaid reimbursement problem, working on early learning, and ensuring that all schools across our state are well-funded. And that's where our focus needs to be, and that's what South Dakota deserves from their state legislators. And as your representative of District 14, that is what I will continue to do.
Aaron Healy is running for representative from District 14 for re-election. Aaron, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Lori. Appreciate it.